Hi, I'm Tasia, the Jill of all trades.
And I'm Farron, your Bohemian baddie.
And we are Millennial Frequency.
This segment is about our Millennial Declaration to express what the is going on in the world.
We have 20 questions that need answers.
And clearly, we don't have them. All right, guys, I got some questions that need answering. So, on Sunday, they had the Oscars, and a big winner that night was actually a movie called The Green Book. Have you guys ever heard of The Green Book? Well, this movie is about a white guy. He starts driving for this musician, and the white guy's a racist, and him and the musician, they end up becoming friends. So anyway, they won for Best Picture. They won for Best Supporting Actor, Best Original Screenplay, Best Actor, and they're also nominated for Best Film Editing. All right, question two. Have you seen Green Book? Did you know the story isn't true? Why didn't they speak with any of the family before making the movie? Why did they make the movie at all? Why is Hollywood so accepting of this lie? Why are they ignoring the fact that Donald Sterling's family didn't approve of this movie? Did you know they've said that the majority of this movie is untrue? Them being Donald Sterling's family. Why are they trying to rewrite history? Why is it even called The Green Book? Are you aware of what The Green Book really is? These are just some questions that I need answers to. You feel me? The top is hot. The top is hot. The top is hot. The top is hot. Okay, it's time for Hot Topics, and I have a few shout-outs from last night Oscars. Some of those winners would be Ruth Carter. Guys, gotta give a shout-out to her. She won for Best Costume Design for Black Panther. This lady has done costumes for some of your favorite movies. We're talking about Coming to America, Black Panther. We're talking about Crooklyn, School Days, Malcolm X, Mo Better Blues, Love and Basketball, Selma, and the list goes on and on and on. Shout out to her. Speaking of some of those movies, hey, the creator, Spike Lee, he won for Best Adapted Screenplay for BlacKkKlansman. Gotta give a shout out to him. I mean, he's created some of my favorite movies. Going back to Crooklyn, talking about that. Do the Right Thing. I mean, come on. He deserved this win. Actually, he deserved to win back in the day when he did the movie Do the Right Thing. So shout out to Spike for winning. Also got to give a shout out for Regina King. She won for Best Actress in a Supporting Role for If Beale Street Could Talk. Good job. And we had a few others. I mean, a lot of black people won. Okay, give a shout out to Peter Ramsey. He won for Best Animated Film for Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Shout out to him. I mean, did a pretty good job. A lot of black people won last night. So shout out to that. And that's it for the Hot Topics for this week. Okay, y'all. It has been a while. I know. I feel like it's been like 5 years.
I know. But we're finally in the same area, same space, so we're able to give you a more quality sound. We apologize already in advance for the technical difficulties we had, but I just had to go get engaged and move and mess up everything for everyone. But we back, y'all. All right, so today's topic. This has been an ongoing thing. This is not one of those situations where it's like a one-off. We actually had a conversation about it last year.
Around this time last year.
Yeah, so clearly, I'm going to call her Amy. Because here's the thing, right? We're going to be talking about Miss Monique, the comedian. Okay. The cool thing about it is I have a lot of respect for her because I remember watching her as Nikki Parker growing up.
Yeah.
Then she did the Queens of Comedy. Mm-hmm. She had her own night show. Mm-hmm. So she did Fat Girls. I honestly didn't like Fat Girls, but she represented for the plus size women in a very positive way in the late 90s and definitely in the 2000s. So I'm going to call her Amy, but I am also going to call Ms. Monique on her shiznick. And that is because there are just a lot of inaccuracies that she's kind of floating out there. And I feel like it's a bit manipulative, you know?
Yeah.
I just can't bite my tongue on it. And we're going to discuss it. So, this is what happened.
Okay.
Okay. Unless you want to break it down.
Go ahead, break it down.
What happened is, most recently, Auntie Monique.
She ain't my auntie, but I love you. I love you, Monique. I just come to you as an auntie.
Okay, why you don't see her as an auntie?
Because I just see her like as a neighbor, like, oh hey, like I don't feel that close.
That's so cold when you say like, I feel like she's auntie. A neighbor. But okay, I mean that's how you feel. I'm putting it in perspective because I know I'm about to be clamming down, and as a black community, I don't want to seem like I'm going against another black woman.
Yeah,
I want to empower black women, but we also gotta hold each other accountable.
Exactly,
we're not gonna just sit up here and celebrate what is against the culture, what is against our people. So, quick breakdown. Unless you've been living under a rock, I think Miss Monique has been really upset.
She has been for a few years now.
About almost a decade.
Damn. Okay.
Because, so she was in a movie with, called Precious, mm-hmm. based off of the book called Push. Lee Daniels directed it. At the time, he was a small, young filmmaker. I won't say small filmmaker. And he didn't have the funding that most filmmakers don't have in the beginning. Mm-hmm. I think me and Farron can definitely understand that, especially being executive producers on this particular project we're doing. Unstuck, shameless plug. Anyway, so she signed up to do the movie, and it was about $50,000 that she was going to receive. Mm-hmm. She was fine with that. She was doing a favor for a friend. She understood what he was trying to do. She also decided to, and I know these things because I went and looked them up, so I did thorough research. This is not just me making up stuff. Mm-hmm. These are also her words. She also got a 5% on the back end. So that was something they clause among each other is you're going to get 50 up front, 5% of whatever we make on the back end. The expectations of the movie is like, if you're a new filmmaker, people don't really know you. The funding isn't really in it.
Yeah.
The expectations of the movie may be good, may be bad. Uh-huh. You know, you're really going on a whim there.
Yeah.
And it ended up really, really resonating with a lot of people. It won tons of awards. And on the back end, she received an additional $15,000. I think the movie made a total of $66 million. Mm. At that point, Tyler Perry threw his weight behind him. Oprah threw, like, the heavyweights of the gatekeepers of the black Hollywood community threw their weight and their finance behind them.
Mm-hmm.
And his movie. And Monique, at that point, she was popping, okay? She had her own show on BET.
Yeah.
She did that. She was killing the game, but she was also tired. I think she was a new mother of her twins at that time. She had, you know, got married. And so it was just the balance of being a part of this awesome big project, having her own show, doing her own tours, and family.
Mm-hmm.
Adding all of these things so that I can understand from a human woman perspective where she's coming from. So the movie's doing well. They asked her, hey, let's go to Sundance. Not Sundance, I'm sorry. Let's go to Cannes Festival. That's in France. If you're a filmmaker, you're familiar with that. If you're around film or whatever, television, that's something you want to go to.
Mm-hmm.
She was tired. She didn't want to go, and she felt like she wasn't getting paid anymore. So what was the point of going? Long story short, her saying no has pretty much put her in a jungle gym of work. Ever since then, she's really been... She did win an Oscar, so let me throw that out there. She got nominated for supporting actress as an Oscar nominee, and she won. But ever since, she has not really gathered a lot of work, and the work that she does get an opportunity to gather is not really paying her an Oscar-worthy amount.
Yeah.
So, whew! Had to get you up to speed. Okay, now that we've said all of that, guys, most recently she went to the Steve Harvey show. Mm-hmm. Her and Steve Harvey have known each other for over 20 years. They came up together. You know, as young budding artists, you see folks that you kind of collaborate with or work with or kind of rub your shoulders with. Some people make it, quote unquote, others don't. But it's really awesome when you get to grow with folks in their career. So she goes on his show, to promote her residency in Vegas. So she did get a residency. You didn't know that?
I didn't know that was the reason why she was on the show. Did I just see the clip and not the full episode? Like, did she ever promote the show?
Well, see, that's the other thing about Aunt Monique. Aunt Monique uses opportunities where she's supposed to be promoting something that she's currently doing to lash out about her lack of opportunities within the industry.
Come on.
Because she feels and was told, these are her words, was told by Lee Daniels that, you know, she's been blackballed, which has resulted in her not really getting the proper salary or, you know, the proper money that she deserves as an Oscar winner, as well as just opportunities. So it has put her in a frenzy. And it's put her in a frenzy for a little under a decade. And so when she gets on these platforms where she's supposed to be promoting what we're going to be seeing you do at a comedy show, it becomes this enraged, mad, angry, almost like the character you're playing on Precious personality.
Yeah.
I'm just calling it what it is, okay? I don't want you to be mad at me. I'm just telling you what it looks like from the outside. Now, your internal reflection, and I just guess I'm so awesome. I just feel like you may listen to this one day. We may get to a point in life where people go back and listen to this podcast, and they're like, remember what you said about Monique? And I'm 27. I stand by what I said. At some point, I may grow and learn more information. Yeah. But as right now, I stand what I say because, as a producer and a young director, I see where they were coming from. They weren't 100% right, possibly. I don't know. I wasn't in the room. I didn't sign the contracts. But I just know that when you're dealing with artists, there's just a lot of conflictions about how do you pay people for their art. It's tough. It's really a tough conversation. But if there are contracts involved, you can't go against those, okay? Whatever. But anyway, so she's on the Steve Harvey show, and things get a little crazy. I'm going to let you kind of talk about what you saw, and then I'll tell you my reflection of it.
Okay, so what I saw, she came on the Harvey show. Steve Harvey basically said that she has been a problem.
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't think so. He was like, yeah, you have. And they began to just get real and talk about the whole situation. He let the audience know. She got on stage and told Oprah, Tyler, Lee Daniels to suck her dick.
Yeah.
And he was talking about using that as an example, I guess, as that being a problem. She was like, you know, it was comedy. It was funny. But he was like,
was it really funny, though? I didn't find that funny. I found it offensive.
And I didn't see the clip, but I don't see how that could be funny.
Yeah, but, keep talking. I'm going to pull the clip up.
I don't see how that could be funny. But, you know, he went on to say that and telling her that she basically went about it the wrong way. She should not have said it that way. She shouldn't have said it at all like that. She went about it the wrong way, not calling him out in public and everything. And, you know, she disagreed. And it looked like it got kind of heated.
It did look heated.
Yeah, a lot of people were saying that he grabbed her, but I didn't take it as him grabbing her aggressively. He grabbed her, listen to what I'm saying.
Let's listen to this clip real quick because she says this is comedy, okay? I love to laugh. I'm one of probably the goofiest people you'll ever meet. Sometimes I go overboard. Maybe this is just not my form of humor, but there was nothing funny about it. It was totally offensive. Okay, they clearly clapping and stuff. Hold on, put it a little closer, we know. Mm-hmm.
So no, I was not black. I was white balls. By some black kids who had no balls. Thank you, Mr. Lee Daniels. Woo! Thank you, Mr. Winfrey. No, baby, I wasn't black.
niggas who had no balls. And see, I know they like to say, Moni, if you talk to your motherfucking mother, it would kill me not to say the real shit. It would kill me not to say the real shit. You are not paying me equally. You are not treating me fairly. So y'all can suck my dick if I had one.
Okay, so I don't think it was funny. I think maybe in that moment, she was like, I'm feeling myself, the crowd loving this shit, you know, her adrenaline pumping, I'm that bitch, and she just went ahead and said, you know.
It wasn't funny. It was offensive. If somebody got on stage in the name of comedy and said, Monique, suck my D-I-C-K if I had one, would you find that funny? No, you would be going in on them like you went in on Steve, like you went in on Oprah, Tyler Perry, Lee Daniels, like you went on Adrian, what's her name from Adrian?
And I missed that. It was from a byline. I missed that completely.
Chester.
For what?
So basically, before she got, no, after she left the Steve Harvey show because she was on her media run, she went to The Real. And so I guess Adrian said something a while back about her being loud. And of course, Monique took that as an opportunity to check.
Oh, she Adrian, does that.
But she did it in a very nasty, nice way. What she said was, you're a baby and you don't have the experience or the years to know what you were talking about. So basically, I didn't take that personal because you're still a baby. Now, Adrian, I think it's 34, 35. Yeah. That's not a baby. That's a grown woman. That's being disrespectful and that's being rude. She did the same thing to Charlamagne.
She did.
By calling him by his first name, Leonard, and messed it up. I think she called him Leonard at first.
It's Leonard.
So she said Leonard. It was Leonard. But it's not, it's manipulative. It's not, oh, I'm trying to talk to you and be respectful. No, I'm trying to hit you where it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like how she operates. Going back to the subject, you were saying that she was on stage, she made that statement, she felt emboldened and empowered, and quite honestly, I think this conversation was a good one. I don't think it should have been on. I don't think it should have been televised.
It shouldn't have been televised. It should have been a conversation they had off screen, and then maybe after that, we've reunited, we on the same page. Let's bring you on the show.
Sorted out.
Yeah,
there's some bullet points and some structure that is media friendly, because, you know, I know that we're in a very let's keep it real society, but for PR, good PR purposes for both parties, because you are entities, you are walking entities, you gotta move and gather yourself a certain way. You can't just be out here saying we black out here, which that's something that Steve said.
Yeah.
And I honestly don't disagree with what he meant. I think the way he said it was a little awkward. When he meant we black out here, I think he was basically saying we as black people constantly have to code switch. Mm-hmm. That's just a part of operating in America, operating with people that don't look or act like us or think like us.
Yeah.
Now, my thing with Monique, I'm going to pull up a clip. Keep walking them through what happened.
I mean, yeah, he was basically coming at her like a big brother. He's like, you know, you my sister. You know, you shouldn't have said it that way. And, you know, she just wasn't agreeing with it.
At all.
And he just went, you know, he was like Taylor said, he was like, we black out here. You know, you can't play it like that. You got to play it. It's a money game.
It's a money game.
He told her it was a money game.
Now, as I'm pulling this up, where was the lie?
It is, there's no lie there. It is a money game. And he was like, you know, and he also mentioned that she was out here talking about the cost of like Netflix and stuff, because he brought Netflix up too. He was saying that, you know, this is rich people problems. He was like, because poor people out here looking at like, well, I don't see nothing wrong with the amount of money that she was offered. Right. I mean, so yeah, he said that. And then he went to say the best thing you can do for a poor person is not be poor.
We can get on that. But let me back up to what you just said about the Netflix thing and why people were not interested in suspending their subscriptions. Let's break that down and add context. That's my fiance's favorite little word. He men have like every 3 to 6 months where they find a phrase and they really stick
on to it.
And then it start like spewing on you. And then as soon as you get comfortable, they sit and find something else. But for all intentions and purposes, let's add context to that. So Monique was offered $500,000 without an audition, without anything, for a Netflix deal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Who doesn't know about Netflix? Which is an opportunity of a lifetime, regardless if she's been in the game 20 years or not. Mm-hmm. Because they kind of like reblooms her visibility. We haven't really heard from her. Even if she has been touring worldwide, we haven't really been hearing from her.
Yeah.
She was insulted. So they said, cool. Well, what you can do is we'd like to have some of our folks go down, watch a show of yours, and, you know, be a preliminary to what we will be actually paying for. And she got offended. They were willing to, like, in its own way, give her an audition. And if she was able to do that audition, they would have offered her $3 million if mm-hmm. she met the expectations of what they wanted her to do. She was like, I'm Monique. Why do I, Monique, have to pay you? I mean, have to do an audition.
Mm.
So, okay, cool. Well, you just get the $500,000. Well, why was Amy Schumer able to get blah, blah, blah? And why was Dave Chappelle able to get blah, blah, blah? And why was Chris Rock able to get, I'm a legend too. Okay, Monique, but all of those people are also producing the numbers. Well, that's racial and sexist bias or whatever she said. Mm-hmm. But they're out actually moving. Well, I'm touring too. You know you're not selling out these big stadiums.
Yeah.
Like, keep it 100. Like, nobody's trying to insult you. No one is trying to take away the things that you've done.
Mm-hmm.
We're just keeping it 100. You're not at that same level at this time. Yes, you were. We love, respect, and what you did. But at this time, you're not producing those numbers. You may feel or think or know. I'll give all those options that the reason you're not able to do those things is because you've been blackballed. That can definitely be a reason. But right now, in the present, you're not producing those numbers. Therefore, why would I take a chance on you? Because that's what you're asking people to do. Mm-hmm. Is when people pay you, even if you were to work a regular job, right? If people are paying you and they interview you, they're giving you an opportunity to work for them. They're taking a chance on your character. They're taking a chance on your likeliness and how you're going to be able to represent their brand. If you don't like that, bro, you know what you got to do? Instead of cussing out the folks that you want to work for, you go and create your own.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm so passionate about this conversation, because I've been a content creator for a while. Me and Farron have been able to collaborate and do something with funding for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It is tough. It is hard. It is 24/7. And the thing that we can say from a rewarding perspective, regardless how hard it has been, how many financial cutbacks we both had to have, or whatever, is that we did that.
Yeah.
We did that. And we got the help of our community to do it. But a lot of that money came from our pockets, mm-hmm. too. So if you feel dissatisfied, go and create your own.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I hope I didn't go off on a tangent a little bit, but I just had to really add that context about the Netflix situation. Yeah. No, people who work every day, I don't know how much Netflix is. One of my
different little monthly plans. But
yeah, like if you've been a long time user, then I think they cut you a really good deal because they keep you like you're like first gen, like you was rocking with us from the beginning.
Yeah, and I like that's cool.
It is though, you know, but you know, because they're expanding, they have original content now, they're able to really do different things since they've been a thing.
Mm-hmm.
They have different packages, and people really like having that ability to go and watch their content. There are different types of subscription-based streaming services. Actually, the owner of BET has his own. It's called Urban Channel. She could have easily walked up to them and said, you know what? There are not a ton of folks that even know that you all exist. Why don't I do a comedy special and bring folks? There's so many ways to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're not business-minded, and people are going to hate me. Because I feel like that's where me and Steve Harvey really connect, regardless of what he's done for the black community or not, is we're business-minded people. We operate in business-minded things. So let's use Urban Channel that nobody's really thinking about or caring about, right? That's something that you and your manager or you and your team kind of approaches and says, you know, well, let's go with it a different angle. Rather than trying to make everybody stop watching something or stop their subscriptions for a place that they enjoy content. They're not dropping their Netflix, and then you didn't have really strong reasons for us to drop it.
Yeah, that's another point Steve had made. He was like, okay, you wanted to boycott Netflix. You said let's boycott, but you didn't give a reason. Are we going out with picket signs?
How long are we doing
How
it?
How long are we doing it?
And that's, okay, you know Steve is a cat. He's a Capricorn too. So maybe that's another reason I like him. I'm not trying to find a reason to connect with anybody. I just, it made sense what he said. I don't even like protesting. It'd be so much stuff going on in Dallas. And you can ask Farron. I'm down with the cause. Mm-hmm. I'm extremely pro-black, and that doesn't make me anti-white. I love everybody, but I really love my people. Mm-hmm. But I'm not willing to go and jump on a protest or a boycott and not understand what we're doing, how long we're doing it, because you're sacrificing something. Mm-hmm. And if you're sacrificing yourself, your life, your community, you need to know what the repercussions are. And he also mentioned that. You do things and don't think about the consequences mm-hmm. of it.
Yeah.
And now, somebody needs to tell somebody like a Monique, don't just be out here doing any old thing. Mm-hmm. You have to move smart. If you don't want to move at the temple of these people that you find insult you, insult your work, insult your worth, do something different.
Yeah.
Man. Jeez. So... Yeah. Do you have anything else to say?
No, I mean, she can do stuff different. She can go ahead. She can move away. She can do her, like, dance thing. She can do, like, a little workout
video. She can do a dance workout video.
Yeah, she can do a Monique Presents. Like you said yesterday, bringing out the newer comedians.
Yeah, you got a Just Hilarious. I know Tiffany Haddish isn't new, but I'm sure she'll go and get that bag.
And DC Young Fly. Yeah, like, it's a lot of them.
Push these people. You're supposed to be sheltering in the new... You are not very business minded. Okay, you cool. You talented. There are some people, they just want to be actors. They just want to be comedians. They ain't interested in building the empire that I'm referring to. And I understand everyone is not entrepreneurial. But for what you're requesting, that type of thought process has to happen. Maybe you're not good with numbers or whatever, paperwork. Then that's when you hire a team. Mm-hmm. Your manager is your husband. Mm-hmm. With all due respect, y'all operate very emotionally.
Yeah, they do.
You cannot be emotional and be in business.
Right. Yeah, the team to take everything serious. Like take it to heart.
Everything, and bro.
What I was saying yesterday, because we were talking about it yesterday. Monique, okay. I don't know what I'm about to say. It's not to like... be mean or downgrade you because I too. Okay, so Monique, you're a fat black woman.
Yeah.
I can say that because I'm also that. So you're that. So you know, you coming in the game in Hollywood. Hollywood is just very like vain. So you, I mean, I'm sure you've been told this. I'm sure you've been told a lot of mean things. I'm sure you've been treated a certain way. You've gotten a lot of no's in the beginning. So I don't see how you could be so sensitive about certain things because you should know. You know,
it's this entitlement thing that she has. It's like, I've been here for this long. I've done this amount of work. Why aren't you respecting me? Well, you're asking people, at this point in your career, at least to me, at this point in your career, you shouldn't be asking. You should be doing.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. Yes, you look at the Kings of Comedy. I feel like if Bernie Mac was still alive, it would be the same level. D.L. Hughley got his own thing going. Mm-hmm. Steve Harvey got his own thing going. Cedric the Entertainer is still killing it. I know you're a woman. I know there are more obstacles. I know they are harder on us. And I'm saying that from experience. And I feel like I'm having a coming to Jesus moment about it. Every time I talk about it, I get riled up because I know what this shit feels like on a small scale. Mm-hmm. When I mean small scale, I'm not even fully in the industry. And I already tell you how it feels to be marginalized. Mm-hmm. Anyway, y'all, woo, it's getting real heated.
Yeah.
We are going to do a part two.
Yes.
This is crazy. We have so much more to say. We definitely want to break down more of the conversation that she had between Steve Harvey, as well expand on a few other conversations. Please make sure you get it into the comment section. What do y'all think? Do you think that we're being too hard on Monique? You feel like we're pulling out points that you wouldn't have considered? With you, if you were in the position of Monique, do the same things that she's doing. Get into the comment section. Definitely follow us. Know. All of that good stuff. Part two on this way.
Bye.
Peace. All right. right, y'all. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Millennial Frequency. As always, we appreciate your listening and your engagement. We definitely want you to make sure that you're following us on all social media platforms. So where can they find us, Fairy?
You can find us on Instagram under Millennial Frequency, on Facebook, Millennial Frequency Podcast, and on Twitter as Millennial Freak, FREQ1.
Absolutely. And if you want to find us on our personal pages as well on social media, you can find me on Instagram as well as Twitter as I_am_TEZYA.
All right. And you can find me on Instagram, Sofrio_87, Facebook, Fair Monique Jackson, and on Twitter as Bohemian Baddie or Rastafarian. Yeah. And then also, if you want to email us questions or have any feedback or anything, you can also hit up our email account, which is millennialfrequency18@gmail.com.
Absolutely. Is there anything you want to hear, something that we haven't talked about, a very specialty topic that you're just burning for us to have a discussion about? Definitely get in the comment section or DM us or email us as well.
Yes, and make sure you hit the link in the bio to get the platforms on where we're posted and check us out.
Okay, guys, I hope you have a great day. Stay blessed. And as always, you were listening to Millennial Frequency. I'm Tasia.
And I am Farron.
And we're out.